Well, you've been sent up on a good day. There are worse days to sit in that chair, I must say, for various different managers down the years. What a performance by the Blades.
You're right, and we have picked a very good day, obviously. Superb, absolutely superb. We said before the game, it was vital that we got 3 points today. And the players were magnificent from start to finish.
How much of a step forward was that performance from the performance against Oldham the other day?
Well, I think obviously it's all we've been talking about. It's all about the first goal. I think Oldham scored, and I think our confidence dropped a little bit. Fans get a little bit frustrated, obviously, and it becomes difficult. But to be fair, at the end of the Oldham game, we could have won at the post and one clear off the line. But we just wanted to be a bit more positive today, have a really good go at it, and I think that first goal helped us. And we took it on from there.
Because prior to today, and I know Nigel's spoken about a confidence issue here.
Yeah. Well, exactly. I mean, what we're trying to build, you make it a really difficult place to come. And but again, it's not easy, you know. 19,000 fans again, and a lot of clubs don't get that. You know, you're a lot of clubs playing in front of 3,000 or 4,000 people. So it's a big day for them. They come here and look at it, and they like it as well. So they're up for it, so they won't make it easy for you, but it's about us, and I think, like I say, the first goal was vital today, and it helped us get the performance that we needed.
There was only really one nervy moment, wasn't there, when there was the confusion between George Long and one of the defenders, yeah. And Ryan Lowe, yeah. almost stuck it in, but everything else was very solid.
Exactly, yeah, we couldn't really see them scoring, to be fair, but we're a bit worried on that one. That was for sure. Ryan showed a little bit of neat footwork, and I thought he delayed a bit too long, to be quite honest with you. I think himself would say that he should have scored that goal, and but it's give Maguire the chance to get back, and we've cleared it off the line, so we got away with that one.
So the manner of the performance in the second half, how close is that to being where you want it to be? I mean, some of the passing and some of the movement, not just for the goals, I think most Blades fans would say was absolutely spot on today. So where is that, if you like, in the plan?
Well, it's getting there. I'll leave it at that. I mean, we know what we're looking for. We want to be better than today, not being, you know, overconfident or anything like that, but we want to be better than we have been today. I tell you what doesn't help is the pitch.
No, it's weathered a little, hasn't it, recently?
I couldn't believe it today. It's not the best. And when you think, you know, the passing game that we want to try and play. So I said to the gaffer, before the game, it's not the best condition and it's difficult. I'm not making excuses or anything like that, honestly. So we're trying to play, but it's not the best surface to play on.
Miller wasn't involved today. Why is that?
Sean had a bit of a knock. He didn't train yesterday, so I think it was a little bit better today, but there's no point in risking him. Obviously, we've got a big schedule coming up, and hopefully he'll be involved for the Walsall game.
Because there's always that great fear with him, given what's happened to him previously, yeah. That any time he gets an injury, it's like, oh, what's happening here?
Yeah, of course. And that's why we're not in a position to take any risks with Sean at all. We would never do that. And so, yeah, it's about him really and how he feels. And hopefully, touch wood, he'll be available for Wednesday.
So I spoke to Nigel just before Christmas, and he was talking about the fact that he was hoping to have some deals lined up to the point where they'll go through. Ins and outs before January the 1st. Is that still the plan, as far as you're aware?
Yes, yeah, that's the plan. There's obviously names we've put in for and who we'd like to bring in, and there's individuals that we'd like to go out. So that continues, and we'll see nearer the time.
Is Alan Judge one of those? His name is right at the top of the speculation list. You looking at him?
Well, we were. He was one of them, one on the list. But unfortunately, I think something might have been done with him. So
might be heading to another club, you mean?
I think so. We've heard on the great line he might be, yeah. So.
Right. So how many are you looking to bring in then?
Well, we're looking probably, you know, two or three, if we can. It's A lot depends if how many we can sort of get out, tie up a little bit of money to bring a few in. So,
And how many are sort of heading out of the door? Because obviously there are a couple of lone players out already, McFadzean, etc. Are they staying out?
Well, obviously that's up to the clubs. If they're happy, then you know, they'll stay out. And like I say, we'll look to try and get two or three more out before it opens.
Have you been, just finally, I mean, has this process, have your kind of ideas, preconceived or otherwise, about this team changed over the last couple of months and possibly even over the last six or seven matches?
No. I think when we first came in, I think we knew what we sort of dealt with. They're honest lads, there's no doubt about that. But we have to improve, and they know as players they have to improve. And at the moment, we're, like I say, we're 8 unbeaten. We're getting there. There's no doubt about that. We are getting there, but it is going to take time. And we know who's with us, and we'll continue to carry on with the hard work, and hopefully progress up that table.
This really is just finally. The other one was, a lot of fans have been on our phone in today. I mean, obviously they've been talking about the performance today, but they're wondering how much in your mind, obviously Nigel as well, is there a priority here to maybe get a striker in this month?
We're looking at all avenues, there's no doubt about that. And the striker's on the list. Again, there's no... we've got lists of strikers, defenders, midfielders, and we're looking at all avenues.
Nicely sidestepped. Is a striker a particular priority?
We'd like to bring a striker in. Yeah, there's no doubt about that. Yeah, it's on our list, and we're looking and inquiring. It's as simple as that. Yeah, and we would like another striker. Yeah.